Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Heart bringing us back. The Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Gordon Chang. You know him well. You see him on television all the time. He's been a regular member of our Brain Trust now for many years. Gordon is the author of The Coming Collapse of China. He hangs out on Twitter at gordongchang.com. Folks, if you want to know what's really going on, I mean, I'm talking real news, real analysis about what's happening. You want to follow Gordon at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, thanks again for being here. The Chinese are saying right now, and it's important that we remind people, Gordon, because there's a xenophobic baloney going on around here, that you and I are being xenophobic. We're being racist when we talk about the Wuhan coronavirus or the Chinese, you know, disease or whatever, the Chinese pandemic. When we talk about the Chinese, we're talking about the leadership. We're not talking about the population. They're the victims, too, in all this. We're talking about the evil, corrupt, dominating leadership of China, the president for life. I mean, the man made himself president for life. What does that tell you about his values? Can we believe anything they say, Gordon? Is there anything the Chinese say that we can believe?
Very little, Jim. You know, right now, China is reporting no in-country transmissions of the disease. And they're saying that for the first time yesterday, there was no deaths. And they're also saying that all the cases, which was like about 30 or so, were imported. In other words, Chinese nationals returning to China. I think that
What do you think that 2 weeks ago somebody said, this is what we're going to say in 2 weeks?
That's probably what we're seeing. You know, Jim, I think that if you were to look at China as a whole, the number of new coronavirus cases is a lot less than it was, for instance, in January and February.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they are hiding new cases, especially in the big cities on the east, so Shanghai, mm-hmm. Beijing. And the reason why you start to come to this conclusion is because they've been closing down tourist venues and attractions since the last 3 or 4 days of March. And the question is, why would they do that at a time when they say the disease is over in China? And I think it's because they're worried about the second wave of infection.
Mm-hmm.
And they also know that it is spreading city to city. We have seen in our country the virus go from New York to New Orleans. You know, it is jumping from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing is happening in China. And although Wuhan may be okay, which is the epicenter, the place where it started, I think that we're probably going to see clusters of infections in, for instance, Shanghai. So
mm-hmm.
This is what virologists modeled in January, and I think that what we've got to say is that it is probably happening now.
Well,
that's much more likely than what they're actually telling us.
And the next wave is the reason why we need to this information to be accurate, because there's going to be a time when the president's going to be put under pressure to release the travel restrictions, and he needs good information before he can do that, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And him putting the travel restrictions in place on January 31st was important.
How many Americans? There's no way to calculate how many Americans' lives were saved by that one movement, is it?
Yeah, it is not possible to calculate that, but he saved a lot. That was the most important decision that he was going
and that
to
was
make.
Made, that was made in, when was that made? The end of January?
January 31st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The average person didn't even know what coronavirus was. They sure didn't know what COVID-19 was January 31st. That was pretty early. Go ahead, Gordon.
Yeah, and the president took a lot of heat, not only from China for imposing those travel restrictions and quarantine. He took a lot of heat from domestic critics as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
And clearly, for instance, a guy named Joseph Biden,
yeah.
who gave him a lot of grief on the 31st, has now come around to say that that was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it was. And we Americans have got to understand that we've got a common enemy. And it is the coronavirus, but it's also China. And that common enemy means us harm and indeed has harmed us and has crippled our society. And we Americans have got to come together because our society and our republic are at risk. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand that we have to do something about the coronavirus, but also about China.
I hope that this, that on the other side of this, this will make the rest of the world be clear-eyed about China, about their motives, about their intentions, about the degrees to which they're willing to go to gain some dominance. I hope some of these small countries that they've been funding and putting up their mobile systems, technology systems, I hope some of those people will be more clear-eyed about that. And I sure hope that American manufacturers, when they're redeveloping their supply chains, we'll have a more redundant approach to that, Gordon, around China. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what we have seen, for instance, is China threatened to cut off medical supplies, protective gear, pharmaceuticals. And in fact, they did that. As Peter Navarro, the president's trade advisor, has said, they nationalized the production of an American factory mm-hmm. in China producing N95 masks. And Maria Bartiromo, the Fox News and the Fox mm-hmm. business anchor, said that they actually turned around a ship carrying protective yep. gear, masks, mm-hmm. gowns, gloves, that were on their way to New York hospitals. So we can't rely on any country. But
they even threatened us. They even threatened us with a communique about a month ago that was, in my opinion, almost an act of war, the way they said they would withhold things from us. Folks, we've got to be not naive or clear-eyed and be more clear-eyed about China and their intentions. We can never trust them again. Tintail, right back with Gordon Chang. Gordon G. Chang is his
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.